Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller, and together we're studying Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a product of the Orthodox Union's Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are towards the top of Daf Vav Amud Bet, that is 6b. We did a little bit of it in our last recording, so we are 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top, at the end of the line where it says, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. So we are still talking, we're still in a section of Agadata, that is a non-halachic section, which is interpreting different verses about places. We're talking about places like Yerushalayim and Caesarea and Tiberias and Tzipori, and we're going to continue that a little bit. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Im yomar lecha adam, if a person will say to you, yagati velo matzati, I tried hard and I did not succeed, al tamein, don't believe him. If he says, lo yagati umatzati, I didn't try hard and I succeeded, al tamein, don't believe him. Yagati umatzati, I tried hard and I succeeded, tamein, that person you can believe." Okay, so basically it's saying that according to the effort is the reward. If a person tries hard, they should accomplish something. And if they didn't try hard, they shouldn't accomplish something. We know this isn't always true, but we're going to try and understand it. So the Gemara says, Hane mile bedivrei Torah. This is referring to the study of Torah. Aval b'masa umatan, but related to business, siyata hu means shmaya. You need help, siyata means help, from heaven. Like, there's also some luck in this. You can try hard and fail in business. We know this is true. Ula divrei Torah lo amran, and even related to, it doesn't say even, but it means even, and to divrei Torah, it doesn't say it, ela lechidude, only as far as sharpening your Torah learning. Aval ukme girsa, but as far as learning it the first time and learning it, learning how to read it, siyata min shmayahi, that is also from heaven. Basically, what he's saying is that your natural abilities and the context of the world are going to limit what you can succeed in. But if you were able to learn Torah once, and the only question is whether or not you'll retain it or forget it, that is about the effort that you put into doing Chazara. And one of the things that we believe in Daf HaShavua is having enough time to be Chozer, to go over what you've learned already so that it can go into your long-term memory. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Imra'ita Rasha, what if you see a wicked person? And we've been talking about wicked people. Shehasha misacheket lo, that things are going really well for them, that fate is laughing with them, right? Al titgarebo, don't get in his way, don't contend with him. Shenemar, as it says, this is a verse from Psalms 37, verse 1, Tehillim Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Al titchar bamereim, do not contend with those who do evil. Right? Why? Because we're going to see as the verse continues, v'lo'od, and not only should you not contend with them, ela shedrachav matzlichin, they're going to be successful. As it says, this is actually not in the continuation of the verse, this is from Tehillim, chapter 10, verse Hey, Perek Yud Pasukei, yachilu dirachav b'chol eit, his ways are going to succeed all the time. And not only that, the low owed, not only that, but more so, ela shezocha badin, but he is going to come out of the judgment meritorious, as it says, the continuation of that verse in chapter 10, verse Hey, marom mishpatecha minegdo, your judgment will be lifted up opposite him. That sounds like he's going to come out victorious. V'lo od, and not only that, but more, ela shiroa bisonav, he will prevail over his enemies. Shenema, as it says, kol sorurav, this is the continuation of the verse, all of his detractors, yafiach behem, he will blow them away. So that verse seems to indicate that if you get in the way of a Rasha who is successful, you are going to suffer. He's going to totally conquer you. Be'ini, is this really true, asked the Gemara? That's depressing. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Did not Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, mutar lehitgarot b'rashayim b'olam hazeh, it is permitted to fight against wicked people in this world. Now, it's interesting. It doesn't say you're obligated to do it. It's maybe not for the faint of heart, but you're permitted to contend with them. I mean, it could mean that you're permitted to also allow yourself to be totally destroyed in this world. But he quotes a different verse. Shenemar, as it says in Mishlei, this verse is from Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 5, Perek Chafchet Pasuk Hei. That pasuk says, Ozvei Torah Yahalelu Rasha, those who abandon the Torah, they praise wicked people or a wicked person. Vishomrei Torah, those who guard the Torah, Yizgarubam, they struggle against them. And this is where that phrase Shomrei Torah comes from, that you want to be a person who is a Shomer Torah. It's from this verse in Mishlei. So it sounds like if you are a Shomer Torah, you keep the Torah, you should fight against wicked people. And that sounds like a good Jewish value. But you know, we also don't want to be totally destroyed by them if God is on their side. Okay, Vitanya, we learn in a Braita, Rabbi Dustai Bar Maton Omar, Rabbi Dustai said, Mutar lihitgarot b'rasha'im ba'olam hazeh, it is permitted to contend with and fight against wicked people in this world. V'im lachshicha adam lomar, if a person will whisper in your ear and say, Al titchar bamre'im, he's going to quote this other verse, don't contend with someone who does wicked. The al tekane be'osei avla, and don't be jealous of, and don't envy, meaning try to be like those who do evil, meaning get out of their way. He's going to whisper in your ear from this verse in Tehillim Lamedayin that you shouldn't get in their way. So what Rabbi Dustai says, Mishelibo nokfo omer kain. Only a coward says this. This phrase, libo nokfo, means his heart is pounding. His heart is pounding in his chest. He's too scared to contend with the wicked. So he tries to quote verses to support him. But rather, this means something else. Ella, al titchar bamreim. When it says don't contend with those who do evil, it doesn't mean don't stand up to them. It means lihiyot kimreim. Don't try to be like them. Don't compete with them to do evil as well. And when it says v'al tekane b'osei avla, it means lihiyot k'osei avla. Don't be jealous of those who do wicked and try to do wicked so you can be like them. V'omer, and then it says, this is a different verse now. This is in Mishlei chapter 23. I'm going to flip there because it does not quote the whole verse here, and it's worth quoting the whole verse. So we're going to go to Mishlei 23. And this whole chapter is full of statements that are advice saying don't do certain things. Now I lost the place. Give me one second and I will find it. Actually, I don't have it, so we're just going to, let's see if I can get it from one other place here. I apologize. I'm going to have it here in one second. Okay, sorry about that. I can't find it right now. Too much pressure. Al yikane libcha b'chataim. When it says, do not let your heart be envious of those who do sins, he says, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha b'mile didei, ha b'mile dishmaya. There is a certain time to stand up against wicked people and a certain time not to. Ha, when do you stand up, when do you not stand? You shouldn't. Lo kasha, it's not a question. Ha b'tzadi gamur, if you are a full tzadik, if you're a real tzadik, then you can stand up to him. Ha b'tzadi she'eno gamur. But if you're not a full tzadik, you shouldn't stand up against him. So for all of us, you know, me and all of my listeners, probably we're not a full tzaddik, and probably we shouldn't get in the way of the wicked. We'll just be destroyed. But we may have leaders in our generation who are tzaddikim gemurim, and they have to stand up against evil. Da'amar Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna say? Ma'i dichtiv, what's written in this verse? This verse is Habakkuk Aleph, Pasuk Yedalet, so it's the first chapter of Habakkuk, verse 14. Lama tabit bogdim tacharish bevala rasha tzadik mimenu. Why are you looking at those traitors? Silence those whose wickedness swallows up those who are more righteous than them. So that's what we're afraid of, that the wicked are going to swallow up the ones who are more righteous than them. So he says, tzadik mimenu boleya. When it says that he'll swallow up someone who's more righteous than him, tzadik gamur eino boleya, not a fully righteous person. That person will not get swallowed up. but a tzaddik mimenu bolea, the one who is more righteous than him will be swallowed up. But that's only if he's relatively more righteous. Tzaddik gamur, but a fully righteous person, will not be swallowed up. V'ibaitema, or alternatively, I could say, sha'a misacheket lo shayni, that there is a certain time when God wants the wicked to succeed. There's a time of favor for the wicked. And at that time, you shouldn't stand up against them. You should wait for their fortunes to decline a little. Right now, Hashem wants them to be successful, but later on, they will not succeed. That chapter in Mishlei, chapter 23, it talks about how the wicked are going to be successful, but at the very end, it says that Hashem will judge them. So sometimes we just need to wait until we have an opportunity to oppose them. Have a wonderful day.